from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
You're off the screen. Young, tennis shoot, driving out of Mukamara. Young, up and under, puts it through.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for our brand new Olympic segment, The Empire Spikes Back. Now, I felt like we had done a lot in the track space, wanted to move to volleyball. Corey, are you not a fan of this, and I need to come up with at least two more?
Well, Empire is easily the third Star Wars movie in the rankings of Star Wars movies behind Episode One.
Shut your effing mouth. Anything else
with Jar Jar Binks. So,
oh my God.
The fact that you place it this far back in the list of nicknames for the show or for the segment, I mean, makes a lot of sense. We already knew what was going to happen, Kevin.
Hey, I showed up to work today. Don't take this out on me.
Right.
I'm here.
You know what? You know what? You're right, Kevin. Kevin, I think it's a wonderful name for a Star Wars thing.
Okay.
And also the Olympics, which are basically Earth Star Wars.
What?
Fully agree.
Thank you, Alec. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about it, man. Star Wars is what? All the planets fighting.
Mm.
Earth Star Wars is the Olympics, where all the countries fight. So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. Okay. So give me your feedback if you like this one. If you like it as much as Baby Got Track. I feel like that was a big hit yesterday. But let's start with volleyball. The reigning Olympic champion United States women's volleyball team, they won Tuesday night against Poland, which means right now they are playing against Brazil. Now, spoiler alert, leave your radio or app on. Maybe just turn it down for just 1 second if you don't want to hear it. It is 1-1 between the United States and Brazil. It is a rematch of the final from the Tokyo Games, which America obviously won. It is the third set, 1-1. America is about to win the third set. They are up 24-15 in this best of five scenario. So they're about to close it out. Or excuse me, they're about to take the advantage. Got it.
Good for them, man.
You're not as excited as I would have hoped.
Well, I kind of want more dominance here. You know?
Okay.
Like the U.S. team is going to be, the U.S. men's basketball team is going to beat everybody by like 60, right?
I mean, and I hope so.
Here we are in volleyball, just barely skimp it by like 24-15, you know?
That's a pretty dominant set.
Mm-hmm.
25-15 is a pretty dominant set. Man, that's tough. From the 254, sure, Kevin showed up today, but it feels like he's mailing it in with these segment days.
For the record,
this is like the ninth Olympic segment name I've come up with.
From the 214, I heard that from outside my tractor. Corey just blew my mind. The Olympics are Earth Star Wars.
Except and then the whoever wins volleyball doesn't get to take over your country.
You don't know that. And then
I
hold on. What happened with Russia, Kevin?
Are you?
We finally beat Russia in hockey, and what happens? They tear the wall down.
We did end communists in that decade. I thought you were saying Russia maybe beat the Ukraine in some Olympic sport.
There was a time, Kevin, when dominance in the Olympics was pretty much signifying that you were a dominant power in the world.
I'm not going to lie. There are other historical examples of that. Like when Jesse Owens essentially gave Hitler the finger back in 1936. You make a good point.
Who are the two top?
I'm going to have to think this over some more.
Who are the two top countries in not only gold, but medal count right now? The two dominant powers in the on planet Earth.
United States and China.
We're at 95, they're at 69.
Okay, I concede. I'm going to have to think this over some.
I put a lot of thought into this, and you were just crapping all over it.
Unlike my Olympic segment names.
From the 561. Con! Referring to Star Wars, obviously. All right, Kevin, let's talk real sports.
Oh, my God, that is Star Trek. Just
I know what you're talking about.
All right, let's talk about beach volleyball, though. It's not going well in beach volleyball. The United States lost in the quarterfinals, which means this will be the first time that America has been shut out in beach volleyball from the medals since the Olympic program started in 1996.
Wow.
So no medals in beach volleyball. That feels like something that we should excel at. We got a lot of beaches, a lot of volleyball.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to fix this, Corey?
Find new players. Obviously, the ones we sent weren't good enough. And we're going to have to raise the competitive level of these Olympic athletes, because I guess we're going to have to get younger. Is that what we do? We just go younger, find more young talent, and see if they can take it to the next level. Because anybody who's old, they've reached their peak, right? They can't do any more after that. What the sports tell us.
Okay. Is that the end of that?
I don't have a solution to men's beach volleyball, Kevin. Just get out there and
or women's
practice harder.
Okay. We need to fix it up on the women's beach volleyball.
Bring Missy Mae Trainor back. Where's Carrie Walsh?
That's a great question. Now, something we are excelling in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have thought about that for a time, though, like a real thing. And this goes to NFL football and all sorts of stuff, too. Like, it does seem like we can replenish athletes professionally pretty quickly a lot of times. But whenever you have a stint where you have a Michael Phelps who is just so dominant for so many years, he's dominated at a young age. Mike was discussing this yesterday. Dominated at a young age, dominant in their prime, and then even at the end of their prime, still dominating. It's kind of a luxury that we've had and that a country can have is you're taken care of there. What do you do as that's going along? Maybe you have a competitor that's just good enough to win gold, but not breaking world records. And then maybe that competitor retires and is done. And then you're like, oh, we don't have anybody to replace that person. We weren't even thinking about training somebody else for that next level. I'm always kind of curious how that works.
Okay, it feels like we're doing a better job setting it up in wrestling and weightlifting.
There we go.
For example, Jordan De La Cruz, she finished fifth in the Olympic weightlifting competition, which she said was bittersweet. However, she's not that far removed from being a cheerleader at Wiley East. And that is just a fascinating trajectory for me to go from cheerleader to Olympic weightlifter. And so I know she was kind of disappointed, but fifth at the Olympics, that's an improvement from the Tokyo Games. We'll see what happens from there. No improvement needed from Quincy Hall. Let's go to cut number 5 in the 400-meter men's race.
He's fading badly at this point, Lee.
Jareem Richards on the outside. Matthew Hudson Smith. Karani James. Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does. It's gold for the USA. Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback.
Now, to put this in perspective, since you're listening to it and maybe you didn't get a chance to see it, with 50 meters to go, Quincy Hall was still behind former Olympic champion Karani James.
Okay.
With 40, no, not the one who got drafted by the Lakers. With 40 meters to go, he ran down Jareem Richards. And that still left Matthew Hudson Smith of Great Britain, the pre-race favorite, in front of him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And then Quincy Hall outran him as well. And then afterwards, he had an amazing quote. He said, "You can't outrun a dog. A dog is going to chase you forever."
It's valid.
In this scenario, he would be the dog that won the gold medal.
I mean, if you ever climbed in the tree after that German Shepherd's come after you? I have. That German Shepherd waited on me, dude.
Okay.
He chased me forever that day.
Okay.
Eric Metcalf used to run for the Browns. He was a kick returner. And they were like, dude, like, what are you thinking when you're running? And he's like, I'm thinking that dogs are chasing me because when I was a kid, I had to walk home.
Okay.
And the dogs would literally chase me through the alleys. So when I'm running from football players, I'm just imagining running from dogs. I like that. The mindset of a dog is just keep going, never quit. That last few steps when you're going to just kind of give up, I'm not. I love it.
And it did get him the gold medal. Would you like to go to steeplechase? Pole vault?
The steeplechase is still fascinating to me.
Well, let's talk about the steeplechase, particularly somebody who lost, but then they won. Alice Fino, she broke the European steeplechase record and finished fourth, which has got to be disappointing, right? Like, you broke the European record and they're like, good for you, fourth place. But then she ran up to the stands where her boyfriend was and she proposed to him using an Olympic pin. Now, she didn't have a ring ready to go because that feels like that would be reckless to go through the race with like a ring in your pocket or what.
Too much weight. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But she used an Olympic pin to propose to her boyfriend and he said yes and they hugged and it was delightful. Question.
You would have said no.
That is true. Mm. How would you feel if a woman proposed to you? And would her Olympic outcome have any difference on your answer?
Do I love her?
I assume.
Or am I questioning?
I hope that you love her.
I mean, if I love her, I'm going like, all right, let's go ahead and do this thing.
Okay.
Look, man, I've told Adrian many times. I would have stayed with her without being married. For tax purposes, it makes sense, right? But, you know, I could be with her forever. She wanted to get married. I said, let's do this thing then.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you love somebody, you can go ahead and do that thing.
Alec?
My thing is, if I was questioning, I'm not after that. I'm in love after that.
Okay.
Because of the fourth place finish?
Yeah.
Even with no medal.
You got the cameras on you. You broke the record and everything. True. Cool. Like, I'll take it, medal or not. But if you're going to do that on the national stage, You know, and you're already probably more impressive and more accomplished and decorated than I am at that point if you're running in the Olympics.
That guy does not look like an Olympian.
Exactly. So, you know, if I'm sitting there front row, I have no choice but to say yes.
So you are...
But does it sound like he wants to say yes? You just said I have no choice but to say yes. Makes it feel like a threat.
Mm.
I like where he's going with this. I like where he's going with this, though.
It is a lovely moment.
It's a big show, you know?
Yeah.
What's that? What's it called? A show of emotion?
Did you want to say force?
Show of vulnerability.
Okay.
It's a big moment. It's like John Cusack holding the radio over his head the entire time it's raining and everything. You got to do something special, man. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was in one scene. It's like whenever she's getting on an airplane and she's leaving the country. Mm-hmm. What do? You go right through TSA. They can't stop you. It's for love.
No, they definitely can't. There is no TSA exemption for love.
I think that people understand love, though.
I think if you try that in an airport, it will go poorly for you.
Well.
Oh, sure, I don't have my ID or a boarding pass, but that's the person I love. I don't think they're going to be like, come on in.
What if you kick off your shoes before you jump over the thing? Then they're like, he took his shoes off.
People are going to chase
you. He probably doesn't have anything
in
his pocket.
Empty the pockets. Yeah. Take the Apple Watch off. You're good.
It's just chapstick. It's okay. And then throw it. And then I'm running to go find my love.
Look.
And then everybody in the line, we've seen lines before. She's at the front of the line getting onto the terminal. And you just run up and everybody's like, oh, it's okay. He's in love. Nobody's stopping you. Do it today, everybody.
No, don't. You will get stopped.
Okay.
By the TSA.
Let's see what flight we got at about 2:45.
Okay.
Alex is gonna go find some random.
We're in love. I don't even know this person.
Corey, you're getting booked for a wedding by the end of the year, bud.
I'm going to that wedding too.
The United States men's water polo team advanced to their first Olympic semifinal since 2008. They beat Australia 11-10. Hell yeah! Drama in the pool. Now let's go to the Olympic pole vault. And yes, for people asking, I did tell Jess that if she asked me to marry her, I would say no.
Me 817, no, Corey. When she gets on the plane, you go to the bar and say, thank God, women. Am I right?
It's like Mike is still here.
Good point.
So,
back.
At the end of the pole vaulting world championships last August, Katie Moon and Nina Kennedy, they'd been jumping for 3 hours. They were exhausted, it was hot, and they were tied. And they declared, rather than a jump off, they would share the world championship. Some people thought this was a downright heartwarming moment of sportsmanship. Other people thought it was weak as hell, and they should have kept going.
A share-off is what they
did? Yeah. They had a share-off, and they're like, we're friends, we both win.
All right.
At the Olympics, they did not get any such opportunity. It came down to Moon and Kennedy once again. And just like throughout the 1960s, Kennedy prevailed and triumphed over Moon. So Moon got the silver medal while Kennedy won the gold.
All right. Congratulations to them now again?
I guess.
Because last time I thought it was cool too.
Moon was the American though, so we lost.
I feel like
we finished second.
Dude, we got 27 gold medals, all right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have more by the end of this sucker. You know, we're going to be the best. Nobody.
Gold medals? I want to check that one.
I'm looking at the medal count right now.
You might want to get an updated medal count.
Oh, they have 28. Kevin, what's going to happen in the basketball Olympics? Do you think that we're going to win or lose?
I think both for the men and the women, we have an excellent, excellent opportunity.
All right, so at least 29 is what we're going to have.
Well, you know what?
Which would put us over them.
You make good sense. Today, the United States and Serbia men's team play in the semifinals at 2 o'clock. For the women, they defeated Nigeria in the quarterfinals. That is now 59 straight Olympic wins for the United States women's team. They have a semifinal matchup tomorrow against Australia. And so semifinal today for the men, semifinal tomorrow for the women. Let's go back to wrestling, brother. Sarah Hildebrandt, she became the second American woman to win gold in 2 days. Did you know this is the first time ever two U.S. women have won wrestling gold at the same Olympics?
I did not know that.
Never had it happen before. Now, done.
So now what?
Alex.
Now we need three.
I don't know what our prospects.
Like in Ford versus Ferrari, all three Fords pass at the same time.
Okay, I'm pretty sure they lifted that from the movie Cars. I'm almost positive about
that. It's
a
real story, Kevin. Like, that's not.
Are you saying Cars is not a real story?
It's not.
Oh, that's a fair point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.